What's up, everybody? Happy Friday, Chuckies. Back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can check us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Friday, September 20th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. And Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
I feel like all is right with the world. I watched a bad Thursday night football game last night. It's fall. Everything is aligning.
Running the three-man show with EB.
It looked like it was a bad game.
Believe heading to Syracuse to follow Cornell volleyball.
Very good.
So we're running the three-man show. He'll be back on Monday when the Commanders take on the Cincinnati Bengals on Monday Night Football. We'll be talking a lot of football on the show today. It is a Football Friday. We'll get into the top matchups of the week. But we got to lead off with baseball.
Yeah, we do.
Baseball cakes, you're probably aware.
I am.
Shohei Ohtani's a good player.
I was aware of that before yesterday. I knew he was actually a really good
player. He's decent.
To yesterday. He's actually he's probably a top 10 baseball player of all time.
Yes.
Well, he's putting it together.
I mean, that's not hyperbole.
He's on that
hyperbole
path.
At this point.
I mean, if he's won, it's going to be his third straight MVP, so you'd think he's probably got another three or four. He might win seven or eight MVPs.
Right. He's actually going to make the playoffs this year.
He might be the best player of all time, if you think about it. The fact that he's a flamethrower pitcher when he's healthy.
Do argue that, yes.
He was on the precipice of 50-50 for the first time in Major League Baseball history last night. But we thought it might take the rest of the season to get to 50 home runs and 50 stolen bases. He had a different idea last night. Here is the first home run from Shohei Ohtani last night.
The 0-1 pitch. Ohtani sends one in the air. Deep right field. He's in a world of his own. In 135 years of Dodger baseball, Shohei Ohtani, his 49 home runs, matching Sean Green for the most in a single season. And he's one shy of the first 50-50 campaign in baseball history.
So he hits 49 last night.
No one goes to Marlins games.
Right.
That place was packed. The Marlins stadium was packed.
They're loving that.
And I think that was
the Marlins owner wished he played there 50 times a year.
Right. I think that was the opposite field home run, but then he hits one like to the moon.
50 was opposite.
No, the next one was the opposite field.
Okay, 50. Okay, 50, I'm flipping them.
Yeah.
But here's number 50.
On a 1-2, Ohtani sends one in the air. The other way. Back it goes. Shohei Ohtani starts the 50-50 club.
Made it look so easy.
Please tell me that Drab's pal Zach Hampel didn't catch the 50th home run ball from Shohei Ohtani.
No, but there was a dog pile, and then there were some people standing there that were kind of oblivious. They weren't. I mean, Rovell said that ball's worth seven figures.
Right.
Hmm.
I'm killing people for that ball. Yeah, and there's some people like kind of watching it and drinking.
Yeah, right. You're going in the mosh pit for that one.
You're breaking bones. You're doing it all for that ball. I don't care.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, and that guy's keeping the ball.
There's one
smart
guy. It hits the railing in front of him.
Yeah.
There's a guy in like a teal shirt. He goes, meh, I barely reach out for this ball. Oh, I'm not really going to try for it. What?
If that was in another, huge market stadium, if that was in Yankee Stadium or Fenway or Chicago, whatever, Wrigley, it would have been a mosh pit.
Well, everyone there was Dodger fans. That's why it's so loud.
I know, but I'm just talking about people going after the ball.
It was kind of hitting a weird set. It was like looked like a mini club area or something,
right?
A lounge area.
Yeah,
a bunch of rich people not paying attention.
So that was 50. That was the 50th.
And he had already had the steal to get 50 stolen bases earlier in the game. He went 6-for-6 in the game with 10 RBI.
That's ridiculous.
That's maybe the best fantasy line ever.
And if you saw the reaction amongst some of the great athletes like LeBron James calling him the GOAT,
right,
and Patrick Mahomes chiming in, like, this thing was huge. And here is the final home run, which maybe is the one that went to like the third base.
This is not real life. He is not human. I can't even keep up with what the final line is.
By the way, going back to the 50th home run, the biggest dummy in that video, Drab, isn't the guy in the teal shirt that makes the weak attempt. It's the guy in the front who's filming the ball, and he's tracking it as it comes over the fence. And he probably has the best line on it, but he'd rather video the dog pile than go for the million-dollar home run ball. I don't know what that guy was thinking. That guy's actually crazy.
Yeah, just so he can post it.
Just
somewhere.
So he posts it on TikTok or on Instagram.
TikTok.
That's what I call it.
By the way, TikTok's greater than TikTok in my world.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had a Tic Tac in years.
More delicious, JP. They help freshen up your breath.
So his final his final box score number, 6-for-6, 4 runs scored, 10 RBIs, 3 bombs, and I believe 2 stolen bases. Is that a good fantasy number?
I think that's a pretty damn good fantasy number.
Whoever had him in fantasy last night,
yeah,
whether it was DFS or if you're just in a season-long fantasy, you killed it.
You're printing all the money.
You killed it.
Good for you.
He's an incredible, incredible player. And
yep, fun to watch.
Like you said, to have that sort of crowd reaction on the road in Florida where nobody goes.
Right. Place usually looks like a mausoleum.
If the Dodgers aren't there, there's 100 people there.
Right.
Trying to see their average attendance this season. The A's are the worst.
I'm going to say the Marlins.
So the A's are dead last.
Okay, give me their number so I can
take a guess how many people. And this is, you know that this isn't a real number.
Right,
this
is
I'll say not what you're actually seeing at the gate, but what they have supposedly as their season-long average of paid attendance.
I'll say the A's are drawing, they're at least saying 9,500 per game.
You're all over it. 9,843.
Okay. The Marlins can't be much better. I'd say 12-2.
Pretty close. 13,110.
Yeah.
And I would question that.
Right. You would seriously question it.
Yeah.
That's just people who have season ticket plans.
Yeah, because
that never go.
Because I can't imagine there's 13,000 people on average for home games. When you watch highlights, it looks like there's 500 people there.
I know there's some rooting interest in this room and around the city locally, but can we please cross your fingers, get Yankees Dodgers in the World Series, Judge and Ohtani?
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be awesome?
And we can stop hearing about these dummies that say baseball isn't exciting, baseball's dying. You can't watch those clips of Ohtani last night.
I've never said that.
You can't watch those clips of Ohtani last night and listen to Joe Davis and tell me that doesn't give you a little bit of a couple goosebumps.
It's definitely electric. You can tell that there's a different vibe in the stadium.
Like, by the way, the listed attendance,
a huge accomplishment,
was only 15,000.
Looked like
for
a lot
last night's game.
Well, but that's the thing. When you watch a regular Marlins game or highlights of it, the 15,000 looks like it's sold out.
Right. It looks packed.
Yeah. So you'd say, oh my gosh, that place is packed. Because usually, like I said, there's a few people here, a few people there, just scattered about.
Oh, he's an absolute phenomenon. Another person who's an absolute phenomenon is Caitlin Clark.
Ah, so that's right. You went to the game last night.
They set the record. It was the all-time WNBA attendance record.
You know what? You puffed your chest out about that, JP. You were part of that crowd. Record-setting
crowd. You had 15,000 in Miami. You had 21,000 last night for the Caitlin Clark game.
Yeah.
And I knew it. Right when we got off the Metro, you could feel the electricity. We take the Metro, smooth ride, and then we're about to walk in the normal gate. And I was like, Whoa, what is that? We can't just jump in here.
Right.
There was a line that was probably 100 yards long. Now, it moved pretty fast, but I've never seen anything like that. I've gone to countless Wizards games and Caps games, and it's all because of Caitlin Clark.
Yeah. Your tweet was kind of weird from the game.
Why was it weird?
Well, you tweeted last night. You tweeted, "This is embarrassing. Packed house at Capital One Arena with the Mystics fighting for a playoff berth, spelled B-I-R-T-H. And the entire crowd is pulling for Caitlin Clark and Indiana, who are currently up 27. Then again, I guess I'm contributing as Isabella wore her new Caitlin Clark shirt.
Tell me what's weird
about
that.
What was embarrassing about
that?
Well,
it's just, I don't know.
It didn't make any sense. The tweet doesn't make any sense.
You're part of the
only reason you're going.
That's embarrassing, apparently.
Right. I know, but I'm not cheering for every Indiana Fever basket.
Right.
What you don't understand is, every basket that was made, not by Caitlin Clark, she only scored 8 points. They were up 20-2 at one point.
Right.
Now the Mystics won the game. But if the Mystics win the game and Phoenix loses, they make the playoffs.
Right.
It's essentially a playoff game for Washington.
Right.
Yeah. All right. And my daughter wore a Caitlin Clark jersey.
And they were rooting.
She's a 7-year-old girl who knows one player. One really probably only knows one female athlete on the planet. Couldn't name another female athlete on the planet, probably. Maybe a gymnast because she watched the Olympics.
Yeah, but Kix's point is you're part of that.
You were rooting for the Mystics.
No, but I didn't cheer. You don't understand how loud it was.
Okay, but the only reason you were there is because of Caitlin Clark.
Correct.
So you are part of it.
But I'm talking about the cheers. It was unbelievable. 16-2 and name another person on the Indiana Fever. Is her last name Boston?
Right. Are you serious?
Boston, I think, is her name.
Okay.
She put in Boston.
A 2-point.
I know who she is.
Right. She put in a little layup, and the crowd's like, "Rah!" I was not part of that.
Maybe there was a bunch of Fever fans. Maybe they came in from Indianapolis.
Oh, it was crazy.
So maybe
what I would liken.
Maybe it was embarrassing that they were everyone was rooting for the Fever, but you're part of the embarrassment because you were there for one reason.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay. But you didn't put that in your tweet. You should have put that in your tweet. You should have said, "I'm part of it." Yeah, because
I did, if he read the last sentence.
All right. Okay.
What was the last sentence I wrote?
I'm already down to something else.
It's just funny. You're shaming people while you're doing the same thing. It was just a weird tweet.
I'm not cheering, though, like that. That was what was unbelievable to me. That, okay, root for Caitlin Clark. I even was telling Isabella. Now, she's 7. I was like, okay, it's cool. Caitlin Clark, you can cheer for her, but you should be cheering for the other team.
How can you cheer for one person on the other team and also cheer for your team? So when Caitlin Clark had the ball,
you wanted to have a big game, but they lose.
Okay, but you were, individually, be honest, you were rooting for Caitlin Clark to drop bombs.
Individually? I didn't really care. I just wanted to expose my daughter to the game.
Oh, okay. Did they pull her in the second half? Did she play all in the second half?
They didn't play her in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, okay.
They fell behind, like, props to the Mystics. They were down 20-2. And then by halftime, they had a lead. And then they had a pretty good lead. Maybe it was up to 12 to 15 points by the start of the fourth quarter. And then it ended up being a 1-point game. I didn't even check, though. Did Phoenix win?
No, the Dream won, I think. So did the Dream play Phoenix?
I'd have to pull up the.
So are the Mystics in the playoffs?
No. Mystics are out of the playoffs because they needed. No. They needed Atlanta to lose to New York. Atlanta beat the.
Got you.
The Liberty, and so that got them into the playoffs.
Hey, but she is.
Here's what I know. Ted is counting his money. He's just counting his money from the 20,000 plus that were in his building last night to see Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, I mean, if you took away Caitlin Clark from their average attendance, first of all, they don't play at Capital One.
Right.
They play at a much, much smaller venue, which is not sold out.
They play the Entertainment and Sports Arena. We've been there. It's a very nice venue, but it's one-fifth the size.
Correct. Mm-hmm. I went to NCAA tournament game there.
Right.
Or not NCAA tournament game, I guess conference.
And I think that's the proper venue for most of their games because you'd rather have a packed house of 4,000, 4,500 that looks better and is more raucous for the team than to have that crowd in a 20,000-seat arena when Caitlin Clark isn't in town. You know what I mean? Like, it makes sense.
Somebody tweeted this, and it's so true. She's Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods turned the sport of golf around.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a successful sport, but he completely lifted up the popularity of the sport.
Mm-hmm.
I think I tweeted this out. This was from Front Office Sports yesterday. That last year, the WNBA games averaged 454,000 viewers. Mm. This year, they averaged 1.2 million.
Yeah.
I mean, that is more than 100% increase.
Yeah.
Yeah, she I said this before she played 1 second in the WNBA. Her agent should have gotten her some sort of equity in the league for the effect that she's having.
And she's just going to get better and better and better. It's just it's incredible that she was able to do that for that league.
So Shohei Ohtani,
what time did
Caitlin
you get
Clark,
home?
They're special. I got home about 9:55.
All right.
You got to remember WNBA games, it's only 10-minute quarters.
Okay, yeah.
So they go by fast. So the game was over at 9, took the Metro, got back. Yeah, 9:55.
Cakes wanted to go. He texted me, said, I'm thinking about going. Can you call the Mystics and get me some tickets?
Right. But yeah, he couldn't go because he was probably watching UFC or baseball.
I was too riveted to Shohei and his exploits in Miami last night.
Yeah.
No, look, I would never go to a WNBA game. I had never been to a WNBA game, but she's a phenomenon, and I'm a girl dad.
Yeah.
So you want to expose your kids to sports. And that was kind of cool. I need to thank Chris, who hooked me with the seats in his suite.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. First of all, we've had different suite experiences. I don't need to call out the company.
No.
But we've been to suites where there's not even a water bottle.
Right. Where the fridge is actually locked.
This fridge was packed with beer, with wine, with soda, with water.
Perfect.
The food set up, there was burgers, hot dogs,
excellent
chicken tenders, which made my son happy.
Who doesn't want some tendies at a game?
Cookies. And it was right in the middle of the court. It was a perfect spot.
Good setup.
PNC Bank Suite.
Ooh, nice.
Nice.
So it was perfect.
Getting bank suite access.
Well, I'm glad you went.
Very good.
So Mystics missed the playoffs, but they have two lottery picks. But I think as Jason pointed out, or maybe it was Eric who pointed out, when you only have 12 teams, aren't they all lottery picks?
I would think so.
Yeah, well, I don't even know what they consider lottery picks in the WNBA. Top six? I have no idea. Top eight?
Couldn't tell you.
Let's see. So in terms of the standings, yeah, the Mystics are out. The Dream winning last night got into the Dream or the 8 seed.
Got you. For some reason, I thought it was Phoenix.
Well, Phoenix got pummeled last night. Phoenix lost to
Seattle.
Did they
make the playoffs?
Phoenix did. They're the 7 seed.
Got you.
There you go. But they were already in.
Yeah. And like I said, Caitlin Clark didn't play in the fourth quarter because I think they were just resting her.
Game didn't mean anything.
But when she has the ball, she is a true maestro. Like, she reminds me a little bit of Steve Nash offensively. She makes some incredible passes.
Mm-hmm.
And just the attention that she commands, it was worth going to see. So, weird tweet or not?
Yes.
I didn't think it was that weird.
You know what, JP? You're a record setter. You helped set a record last night.
I did.
You were part of that crowd experience.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio and text the fan on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. It is a Football Friday. We'll get into week 3 of the NFL, but next we'll open up the Junkies sports page, filling in on Thursday Night Football and more here on the Junkies.